presents Heart of the Matter. This is a weekly community affairs program produced by WIEL.
In this portion of Heart of the Matter, we bring a good friend, somebody we see in church quite often, Mary Jo Richardson Jones from Elizabethtown. She is on the board of directors of the Hardin County History Museum, and we wanted to chat with Mary Jo about that, as she's very up on what's happening, and we all need to know what's happening. Mary Jo, if you would allow me to just, I've got a little card here, it says historical, and I'm ashamed that I only have one card for Hardin County History. I've got a card file over here, it has 85 cards for other stuff, but I don't know, this might be of interest, just some of the notes I've made to myself. The historical Bethlehem Academy, 1818, sold to Clarence Berman, Historical Society at that time, and he was talking about the Historical Society having 27 publications. That might surprise a lot of people. It does not surprise our guest, Mary Jo Jones, because she's probably read all 27 of those and probably has them in her home library, do you? Or
I've written a good number of those.
Okay, well, maybe we'll talk.
And I expect they're closer to 40 now.
Oh, okay, all right. That was, about 4 or 5 years ago?
Yes.
And it says here, about that time frame of 99, that there was talk, and maybe it started earlier, but definitely talk was starting to become public knowledge, that they would like to establish a Hardin County History Museum. Then my notes said possibly in the building next to the Brown Pusey House. That's not where it's going to go, and we'll talk about that in just a few minutes. Then October 26th of 2000, a roadside historical marker dedicated next to the Elizabethtown City Cemetery, pointing out the old Bond Washington School, which is right there, as I think a lot of our people know. Mary, I know you know very well, near Dixie Highway and on Springfield Road there. So anyway, that's part of our history. And of course, the History Museum idea started basically in April of 2002. The Hardin County Historical Society leased the former library building. It used to be also a post office building at the corner of 31W and South Mulberry. Did I leave anything out that you can think of?
Ron, it's not exactly correct that the Hardin County Historical Society leased the building. The building is leased by the Hardin County History Museum Incorporated. The Historical Society has only a part of that, and it really belongs to all the people in Hardin County, and we have a board of directors, not necessarily composed of members of the Historical Society, that have leased the building and will operate the museum.
Okay, and Hardin Fiscal Court is good enough to lease that building, right?
That's right. The building is owned by Hardin County.
Okay, so once again, so everybody know exactly where we're talking about, it is across from Elizabethtown City Hall. It's right next to the old State Theater. It's on the corner of Dixie Highway, or 31W, and Mulberry, which is also US 62.
The address is 201 West Dixie Avenue.
Well, I was you all were nice enough to let me take a little tour, and some others take a tour through there. It wasn't completely renovated yet, but it was nice to see what all is happening inside that building. Why don't you bring us up to date on what has happened inside that building, Mary Jo?
Under the direction of Larry Green, who's the local architect, the interior of the building has been completely renovated, and partitions have been built so that it really looks like a museum. It will be a state-of-the-art museum when we finally get it open, provided the people of Hardin County will come forth with the items for display.
Okay, you're at that point, and don't click that, because we're picking up your clicks through the microphone. We're at that point. Talk a little bit about the need for people to come forward or to give you a call. Is there an 800 number or
yes,
something?
Yes, we have an 800 number. We have selected that because it is answered 24 hours a day, and it's possible for people to leave messages there. The number is 1-800-384-6789. That's easy to remember, 6789. 1-800-384-6789.
We'll repeat that number a little bit later on in the interview if you didn't have a pen and paper ready. So get it ready and we'll do that. Mary Jo, what are some of the types of things that you think would be good that people might include in that museum?
Well, Ron, first I'd like to emphasize that this is a Hardin County History Museum. It's a museum for Upton, for West Point, for Radcliffe, for Flint Hill, Arch Hill, Muldrow Hill, Eastview, Colesburg, and all points in between. It's not an Elizabethtown museum. It's for all of Hardin County, and we hope that people throughout Hardin County will be as excited as we are about this museum. Some of the things that we have in the museum include a desk from Bethlehem Academy, a large mural of Philip Arnold and other people involved in the great diamond fraud, a bird carving and an oil painting by Dr. Robert Claggett, a batik by Nina Brandenburg, some line drawings by Clara Myers, Showers and Hayes memorabilia going back to 1892 that was donated to us by the former owner Tommy Rogers. We have a 1901 plat of the Elizabethtown City Cemetery that was done by noted architect Benjamin Groves, who laid out part of Cave Hill Cemetery and a cemetery in Bowling Green. We need anything made or used by Hardin Countyans in the past. Church windows, church pews, old-time farm or household articles, arrowheads picked up in fields, store signs, kitchen items like churns, things no longer used in agriculture, war souvenirs, uniforms, handicrafts, fancy work. I have some linens that were made by my grandmother, my great-grandmother. My children don't want them now because they have to be ironed. If you're in doubt, give us a call at our 800 number and somebody will get back to you.
Go ahead and repeat that 800 number if you want to there.
All right, that 800 number is 1-800-384-6789. We're trying to limit our collection to items made or used prior to 1960, but that's not a hard and fast rule. If you have something that you think might be of interest to other people in Hardin County, give us a call. We'll come and see it and probably take it.
Well, of course, you know, the Koch Museum, part of the display is out at the tourism building, and the Schmidt family and the Koch and everything, of course, they have a great collection. I don't know if Bill and Jan Schmidt want to give any of that up, but, you know, I don't know if that'd be of any interest or not. And then you've got the Swopes cars of yesteryear. So we have some historical places here in this area, and then you've got the Patton Museum over at Fort Knox. And I'm thinking of Stifton, was it sort of displaced by Fort Knox?
Yes, Stifton was displaced by Fort Knox.
Maybe an old Stifton sign or something like that.
Well, then the people from Stifton then moved to New Stifton. And then New Stifton, which was located generally in the area now of Anderson Golf Course, was displaced later. And then Radcliffe grew up. Radcliffe was absolutely unknown prior to World War II.
You know, a lot of people don't realize that it moved into the county in the last 20 years or so, that, like I say, Radcliffe is a relatively young city. I mean, you know, it grew very quickly there in the 70s, but like you say, there wasn't much there many years ago.
No, there was a community known as Rogersville, and Rogersville has completely been absorbed by Radcliffe, and the only thing left of Rogersville is a street now known as Rogersville Road.
Do you foresee any Lincoln items, as you know certainly, but others should know, that the Lincoln family certainly came into Hardin County?
That's true, and we have the door from the original Lincoln Heritage House that is available to us if we can find any other Lincoln memorabilia that we can connect with present-day Hardin County. It's well known that Thomas Lincoln's first job here in this county was in, I believe it was 1796, when he came here to help Samuel Haycraft Sr. build a mill on Valley Creek in what's now downtown Elizabethtown.
And of course, he came back to Elizabethtown to get a wife, as I recall.
Well, yes, and as a matter of fact, he and Nancy Hanks lived in Elizabethtown when they were first married, and their first child was born in Elizabethtown, and actually Abraham Lincoln was conceived in Elizabethtown.
John Hunt Morgan, of course, that's a name out of Civil War history that Civil War buffs are familiar with, and didn't he sort of camp out on Cemetery Hill there for a while?
He not only camped out there, he put his cannons up there and fired on the city. He lobbed 107 cannonballs into downtown Elizabethtown, and as a matter of fact, we have some of those cannonballs that will be displayed in the museum.
Of course, some of this history really comes alive with the downtown historical walking tour. And if people haven't taken that ever, I would definitely urge you to do it. And if it's been a year or two or three that you have taken it, take it again, because it's history that is extremely interesting. And historical characters come alive. They're dressed in historical type costumes. It's in the downtown area. It's every Thursday night. It's at 7 o'clock, and it's absolutely free. And I guess they start at the Brown Pusey House or somewhere around there.
I'm not sure where they start this
year. But anyway, would you recommend that as a way just to sample local history?
Yes. Elizabethtown history. It's characters that are connected with the history of Elizabethtown. Now, we want this museum to be a Hardin County museum, and we would like to have memorabilia from people other than residents of Elizabethtown.
West Point has a lot of interesting history also.
They are a very old town, probably older, in fact, than Elizabethtown.
West Point, I think most of our listeners realize, is Hardin County's northernmost community. It lies at the confluence of the Salt and Ohio rivers, but it really does have a lot of rich history, and you got Fort Duffield up there, you know, over